Riviera Radio. Business.
Hi.
Good morning.
You okay today?
Very good, thank you.
Well, you put the kiss of death on the markets, didn't you? All that boom stuff yesterday, and you know, as soon as he spoke, they started going south.
Well, I think investor sentiment is oscillating, I guess, between vaccine optimism and virus reality. Equity markets only pulled back yesterday from record highs, although nothing too dramatic. Investors focusing on the surge in the virus and new lockdown measures, which is overshadowing some of that optimism that COVID-19 vaccines will eventually end the pandemic. Economic data also reduced risk sentiment. US retail sales climbed at their slowest pace in 6 months. The value of total sales rose just 0.3% from the prior month. Saw weakness in clothing, sporting goods and hobby stores. Report signaled slowing consumption momentum after the robust rebound that we saw during the course of the third quarter. That all fed into the S&P 500, which fell 0.5% yesterday. NASDAQ was down 0.2%. Looking at a slightly mixed start on the European bourses this morning. We're currently calling FTSE down 13 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 7 points. CAC in Paris up 5 points.
You done your Christmas shopping yet?
You know, lots of people are talking about Christmas. When I drive around, well, you're not supposed to be driving around. When I drive the kids to school,
You're allowed to drive the kids to school, aren't you?
Yeah, you're allowed to drive the kids to school, absolutely. But so when you drive around, you start to see people with Christmas trees up, lights are going up. Mrs. Potts was talking about putting the Christmas decorations up. I think for a lot of people, they're at home and they need an excuse to cheer themselves up, and getting into the festive spirit may well provide the answer to that.
It's going to be a very, very long Christmas then, isn't it?
You need to buy a good Christmas tree to last between now and into the new year. So I don't think we need to get at that point just yet, but I think there'll be a lot of late November, early December decorations.
Well, when I do my Christmas shopping, I like to sort of browse around, you know, on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, that last minute rush.
And sort of, you know, like, but just buying stuff online. But it looks, unless the shops are going to open before Christmas, as if Amazon's going to corner the marketplace.
Amazon certainly doing very well in terms, I mean, the shares have been a strong performer, the revenue's been rising rapidly and continuing to forage into new markets. We heard from them actually yesterday saying they'd start selling prescription drugs in the United States, announcing the launching of a digital pharmacy that will offer discounts for medicines for paying Prime customers. Amazon's new offering comes more than 2 years after its $753 million acquisition of PillPack, an online pharmacy known for organizing prescriptions into packets. Amazon is expected to shake up the industry as it uses its digital real estate and logistical prowess, although progress may be slightly slower than we've seen in other markets, as many patients, as you know, prefer to talk to their pharmacist at the counter. So whether that will impede upon their growth prospects and penetration within the sector, it's a sector they would love to be involved in. Amazon Prime particularly has low penetration rates amongst the over 55s, and perhaps this will bring them into that space and encourage them to use its other services. Shares in the pharmacy giants in the United States, you can imagine, fell on the news. CVS were down 8%. Walgreens Boots dropped 9% as Amazon made that announcement.
Yeah, it does raise questions on monopolies and competition, though, doesn't it? I mean, Amazon's got a finger in every pie. I mean, they do home grocery deliveries now. Of course, they've got this this video service on Amazon Prime. They've moved into football coverage, and they even snapped up the rights for the Awesome Nations Cup and the rugby. So where's it going to end?
Yeah, it's dramatic, isn't it? They've got huge financial firepower and they're not scared about using that in an effort to try and gain market share. And that's what it's about, really, at Amazon. It's not really about maximising profit at this stage. It's about growing its market share in a range of different areas and certainly becoming incredibly powerful. But we know at the same time, of course, regulators have been looking at that to see that they're not abusing that power. And that regulatory risk over Amazon amongst the other technology companies is something well worth watching for.
I must say you're remaining remarkably quiet about Bitcoin this morning. It's making all the headlines. $18,218.32.
Rising dramatically. Some investors find it as a useful tool for diversification. Its correlation with other asset classes remain low, so perhaps they feel that that's a way to use Bitcoin. But for us, there's still some inherent concerns around Bitcoin, the fact that it's not backed by a government or an economy, the lack of regulation within the sector. There's been security concerns, lots of examples of exchanges that have been hacked, and it's been almost impossible for people to get their money back. So there's a range of risks that investors need to be aware of when they're looking at some of these currencies.
Still, you would have been complaining if you got in at 5,000 and taken your money out at 18,218, would you really?
It would have been a long ride, and it would have been a volatile ride.
It's only since last year that, though, isn't it? I mean, I think it was down at 5,000 about a year ago.
Yeah, but remember, it was at 20,000 not so long ago as well. So, you know, if you bought at that level and it went down to 5,000, you probably weren't that happy with the performance. So it's a volatile investment and a very speculative one.
If only I'd been playing that farm game on the internet all those years ago where you got a Bitcoin for completing tasks.
There's lots of some examples of where people have sort of used Bitcoin when it was very lowly valued after those times to buy pizzas and so forth, and they would have had a fortune if they'd held on to it and sold out at the right price. And it's all well and good holding Bitcoin and having these paper gains, but realizing those gains at that price that you see on the screen and the getting out at the right time continues to be a tricky task.
And what do we all do during lockdown? We get the tools out and indulge in a bit of DIY.
Looks that way. Home Depot been a clear winner of the lockdown. This is the US DIY chain. Homeowners, you know, been investing in their properties, and they've spent more time there and diverted spending away from travel and entertainment. Same store revenue rose 24% in the quarter that ended on the 1st of November. Shares have been a strong performer this year, up 28%. Under a little bit of pressure yesterday, actually, as the results revealed a jump in costs and a plan to spend an extra $1 billion to boost annual compensation for frontline hourly employees. In order to prevent crowds from gathering, the home improvement retailer said it would start its Black Friday sales earlier this year, pushing many of the deals online. Black Friday, of course, a crucial point in the US selling season. It starts on the Friday after Thanksgiving, so starts on November the 27th. Cyber Monday will be important, no doubt, after that. Be interesting to see whether consumers are prepared to spend at this time.
Are you handy around the house at all?
Not really, no. In fact, the opposite, quite frankly.
Really?
Very poor.
You leave a mess around, do you?
No, I'm quite tidy. The children are incredibly messy. I tell you, being at home, you start to notice different things, like the lights are on. I don't know, in your house?
Yes.
Children put the lights on.
Constant battle.
A lot of the day turning lights off, which I've never really thought about before. Makes me wonder what was happening when I wasn't here. But those lights are blazing continuously in our house, and I spend a lot of time doing that, it seems to me.
Right, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 132.5. Euro dollar coming in just below 119. €1, 11.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Hank Potts and Barclays.